Good evening. This is N2OYQ, net control for the Black Revised Service Net. My name here is Dan. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville and Jackson Hill. This is informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority all times. They can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? The Boonville Amateur Club next month's meeting will be on January 20th at 7 o'clock p.m. At the Dodd Platt Northern Arts Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boonville, New York. Anyone that is everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to contact and conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are any phone loads, battery powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in at this time? Any Echolink stations wishing to check in, please call at this time. This is N2OIQ, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Please call now.
N2PFM, good evening, Dan.
Okay, recognizing N2PFM. Good evening, George, and how is everything with you this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan. Anyone else out there on the net? Got a temperature here of 17 degrees. Temperature range today was 12 to 21, and 8.5 inches of snow have fallen here so far today, and it looked out, and the lake machine looks like it's cranking up a good 2 to 3 inches or more per hour right now again, so I know what was going to, I did one blow out of the 8 inches or so, and it's not going to be long, I'm going to be out there again, at least cleaning the roof off the carport and the tin shed, so what's going on? I don't know, they said it could have as much as, I think, 5 feet by tomorrow afternoon. I'm watching on the internet there, the lake band goes just about down to where I wish it would go back up again for sure. So that's about it from here. God bless, 73. So don't you know how badly snowed in I am tomorrow night? N2PFM clear.
Okay, very good, George. I'm going to be poster this evening. Yeah, I just looked out here, too. We start to snow here, too. I think we're right on the edge of it. And also, look at the radar. We're right on the edge of the lake effects here, too. So, start to snow pretty good here, too. And we probably got 6 to 8 inches or so up here. Might be a little bit high there. But anyways, it's good insulation. Before it gets cold again here, this coming week they're talking down below zero again for 2 nights in a row, so it'll help, kind of, help things out for sure. Next to the ground will get too cold and the frost going in too deep, so anyways. Yeah, we got 50 degrees here at the present time, George. Okay, George, thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll clear you and we'll check to see if there's any other one like to check in the net this evening. This is N2OYQ clear.
WA2U, good evening.
Okay, recognize it's WA2U. I think it's John, correct? If I can remember, correct me if I'm wrong. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Dan. Good evening, George. WA2U at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir up here in the town of Russia, where we have a whopping 12 degrees. I listen to Georgia's temperature. We always seem to be a little bit cooler. I blame it on the lake. You know, lake effect something. Lake effect snow, lake effect temperature. Anyways, a good day today. Guy came through and plowed their driveway out here so we can go into the lower of the upper entrance, and that's good. Kathy, KC2XN, and my wife went out and did some shoveling around the mailbox, the shed, and another trip over to the barrel, and then she took the ice sled and slid down the hill a couple times. She really really enjoys doing that. Made an area in the back here when the grandchildren come up. They can slide down the hill and they really get a kick out. Of course, the grandparents have to test it out, so we did that. She did send you an email, Dan. Maybe you haven't seen it yet, but did send an email, so she's waiting to respond, so that's why she wasn't right in here pouncing on the spot. She checked the email, so I don't know if she's been upstairs and in the office area checking it out or not, but right now she's sitting next to the wood stove watching something on the tube. But I thought I'd check in. I've been duplicating some CDs here at the kitchen table and getting caught up on some music stuff. We've got a regular dedicated CD-DVD duplicator, so kind of nice. Don't need a whole lot of intelligence. Put something in the drawer, push a button, and it does it. So Dan, we'll turn it back over to you, and maybe there'll be some other people joining us here this evening. And maybe we'll get a schedule of the dates for the meeting, so I guess that's what she was concerned about. So good to hear you on, and we've got plenty of wood, so we're all set. We can keep warm, and food and beverages, so we're all set. Bring it on, as they say. WATU, back over to you, Dan, 7-3. We'll listen here for a while.
Okay, pretty good, John. No, I haven't seen an email yet, but I'll check it here after the net here, and I'll respond to the... So anyway, but excuse me. So anyway, you guys are residents year-round there then?
Yep. I used to live up here about 40 years ago. Worked and lived in the Syracuse area, and then we sold our home. We moved up here in March. We have 32 acres. Yep, we're right up here in the town of Russia. So we're taxpayers for the area and registered voters and all that good stuff. We're back to the same area. So we live here and love it. WATU.
Okay, now I think that's in Herkimer County, correct?
Correct.
I thought when I go to Herkimer, doctors down there, back to healthcare, and I have to go by a sign that says Russia, or I don't know if it's a town of Russia, but it's Russia or something. Anyways, I figure it's this office off 28th or somewhere. Okay, very good, John, very good, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. This is N2OYQ, net control for the Black Valley Service Net. We need further check-ins for the net this evening. Any comments, any queries for the net, please call now.
Comment, WATU.
Go ahead, John, one comment.
Okay, well, it's kind of late. I think I've got the information correct. For those that dare to get on your snowmobile or car, anyway, the Marathon Ham Fest, I believe, is tomorrow. That's in Marathon, New York. And the talk-in frequency is 147.180. 147.180. Of course, now I got to try to think of what the PL tone is, but 147.180. It's either 71.9 or 103.5. So either try 71.9 or 103.5. That's the Marathon Ham Fest. That's tomorrow. It's kind of a nice little ham fest for those that have attended. It's kind of the first one of the year. So if you got the right vehicle, you dare to get down there. Of course, it's early in the morning, you know, 7 to whatever. So maybe you can go down there and get back before the storm hits. But I just thought I'd share that, Dan. So try to bring a little bit of info into the net here. WATU, listening.
Very good, John. Very good on the information there, for sure. Yeah, we're always interested in have, you know, people with different things put on the net here. Makes it nice for everyone, if anybody's interested, because I don't keep track of all that stuff, so anyway, that's good. Okay, thanks a lot for that. So, any other late check-ins or any commentary queries from the net before we close it out this evening? Okay, I guess that's it for this evening. We want to thank the two stations that did check in this evening. And so we're going to have a good night, it's left of it, and a good day tomorrow. So now with that, this is N2OIQ, now closing the Black Revised Service Net and return refrequency to other regular use. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Good night. 73, so we're clear. WA2U and 2OIQ. John, you there?
WA2U, I'm here, Dan, on the phone, but go ahead.
I found the email. There's a telephone number on there, but I tried it, but she says no longer available. The number she gave me is 831-3967.
No, one. Last digit should be a one.
Oh, okay. Okay, pretty good. Okay. I'm going to give her a call. Is it too late to call tonight, or should I call tomorrow?
We'll jingle tomorrow afternoon. We're going to go shopping in the morning, but in the afternoon would be good. Anytime after one, we should be back, if that's okay.
I'd rather talk to her on the phone about this than try to email it back. Did I get it straight, hopefully. So, okay, very good job. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll pass it on to her that you call after one. Okay, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. WA273.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help you.
And N5AOW, no traffic.
WA to you, good evening.
Okay, very good. N5AOW, hello Bob. WA to you, hello John. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations? With or without traffic? Any additional stations from Oxen? With or without traffic? Okay, kind of quiet tonight, but I thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 73s to both. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ. You can keep one. KA2ZNZ.